Amanda McCreed for the Mark Rourke Morning Show. And with me on the line to talk about World Oral Health Day tomorrow is specialist orthodontist and Australian Dental Association member Dr. Matt Vaughan, who's going to share his wisdom on how to get children to clean their teeth without moaning. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Amanda. How are you today?
Great, thanks. Great to have you. Now, with one in three Indigenous children and one in four non-Indigenous kids experiencing tooth decay in their permanent teeth, how important is it to encourage brushing?
Yeah, look, encouraging proper brushing is really critical, but especially in light of those statistics, I guess, which you've just brought up. You know, reinforcing brushing daily is really the cornerstone on which all oral health outcomes are based. So we know that brushing removes plaque, which is that sticky film of bacteria on our teeth. And by brushing our teeth, we can prevent dental decay. We can prevent gum disease. By getting kids to do it at such a young age, we're starting to build these early and reinforceable habits, which means they can take them into adulthood as they move out of home and move out of, you know, the safety of that parental nest, I guess, that as parents we like to think we have.
Well, you know, there's a new initiative called Brush and Boogie. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So Brush and Boogie is a international health initiative, which was launched recently by the World Dental Federation. So it's an international initiative, and we're trying to encourage kids and families and communities to put their favourite song on, to brush their teeth and bust out some dance moves, and then ultimately share that little bit of silliness with social media. And the goal of Brush and Boogie is to try and continuously reinforce the importance of these oral health habits and get kids starting to do it from a young age, because we know that so much dental disease is preventable. And in order to prevent it, we need to have good routine, and good routine starts at home.
Well, we know kids can get distracted easily. So how does adding music and movement help with them, you know, sticking to the 2-minute teeth brushing rule?
Yeah, don't they get distracted? Look, as a parent of young kids myself, I know how hard it can be to get them to do it themselves. And more often than not, we have to get in there with them. So I think giving them something that they can do during the time that they see as fairly monotonous is really important. Giving them music, giving them dance moves, gives them opportunities to stay engaged, which is great because it means they're not just doing the same thing again and again. The music and the songs can act as a timer. You know, for some of us, we get out of the phone and put on a stopwatch, but having a song makes it a bit more interesting, trying to hit those 2 minutes. And it gives them a positive association. You know, we're not, as parents, berating our kids or nagging our kids to brush their teeth. We can try and turn it into a bit of playtime and give them an opportunity to bond with us and do something fun when maybe we don't have that in a stressful bedtime routine.
I guess they can brush to the beat as well.
Well, that's exactly right.
So, you, as you said, Brush and Boogie is encouraging families, schools and even whole communities to join in, share their best dance moves online and make brushing time the best time of the day. How does that work?
Yeah, well, I think social media and digital media is such an important part of Gen Alpha and Gen Z. So I think any campaign in which we can try and improve oral health outcomes with these digital platforms is only good. You know, the ADA and the ADA New South Wales specifically, we're about any campaign that can better drive oral health. We know there's a lot of preventable dental disease out in the community right now. So anything we can do to help people lower that burden and then have a bit of fun while giving a lifelong impact, I guess, to their oral health is a great thing.
Well, there's a new Brush and Boogie Toothy song called A Happy Mouth is a Happy Mind. Where can parents and carers access that for their kids while they brush?
Yeah, if parents and carers want to access the specific campaign songs, they can get them from any major streaming platform. So Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere they get their music from day to day, they can access it. But again, I don't want to limit parents to the official resources. Get out your favourite songs, have a dance, have a boogie, and share the content for the rest of social media.
Well, thank you for chatting with us, Dr. Vaughan. Brush and Boogie sounds like a great initiative for kids actively wanting to brush their teeth. It's great.
Something we'd love to see. So thanks for your time, Amanda.
Thank you very much. Now, if you'd like more information on Brush and Boogie, go to worldoralhealthday.org/brushandboogie.